It is Sunday Best. It's Neil Atkinson with Mike Bancall, with Adam Smith and with Alison McGovern to talk about, well, what is to come today, to look back a little bit on what we saw yesterday. And the first thing we'll look back on in terms of what we saw yesterday, Adam, is that in the only sense that truly matters, I'm getting closer and closer to just concluding that Manchester United are none of our business.
Yes, very much so. And I think there's a world in which Solskjaer is sacked sooner rather than later, and they're a little bit our business because they bring in a decent Tuchel manager. Effect. Yeah, and because they've got a decent squad, you know. I'm not sure that they're going to sack him, because like, I've got a mate who's a Manchester United supporter, and I check in with him every now and again to sort of check his temperature on what's going on, and he's still 100% behind him. He still really likes the style of football they're playing. He still likes the, you know, what he's doing. He's how they're so much more exciting to watch than they were under Mourinho and all that sort of thing. And it boggles my mind. And I don't know. But they're absolutely none of our business.
There is that threat, Mike, that they could change the manager and then things might be a little bit different. And if it's a sticky title race, that could be a thing, or it could lead to a Champions League run. I see that almost like the United supporters that like it under Solskjaer, it strikes me as a little bit of a comfort zone thing slash a reaction to effectively tactics. Like they're quite happy just to watch the lads do the business. And then when they don't, oh, well, it's one of those days, because they're secure they're going to come top four. I've often felt that some of our fan base is a bit happy with a couple of cup runs and a chase for top four rather than actually being at the business end. United just don't look like they're at the business end, and they've played no one.